You are listening to All Things Transformers, recorded... Blah, blah, blah. This is episode 24, and if you don't understand me, that's too damn bad. It's recorded Friday, May 15th, 2009. Yeah! Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron, and joining me as usual is...
Mike of the TFG1 Podcast. Hello.
Howdy.
How goes it with you, Mr. Groomsman?
I'm not a groomsman, I'm the...
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean, and I've got most of my handwritten vows memorized for the now, and I got the rehearsal tomorrow, and... Yeah, it's going to be a very, 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 very busy weekend. And yes. Not only that, but, I went out and bought the Star Trek book, so that I got that for when I'm on a plane, and then, other than that, not really a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, no, I just thought of something, and now it's gone. This is episode 20... No, well, yeah, That too, but this wasn't that wasn't the thought. It was a thought about the episode. This is episode 24, and this is the very first episode that Steve and I are recording, not at 6 a.m. And silence. Steve, are you there?
I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, since Steve is gone, I'm going to go ahead and just talk a little bit about other stuff, I guess. I finally sold my iPhone 2G. On eBay, finally. It took me about five times listing this thing, and I finally sold it. I can now get the 3G, which I'll be doing on Monday. The weekend, will pretty much for me, will be kind of, my usual lazy weekend. Steve will be off doing wedding stuff, and I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be doing anything else. I'm not sure if I'm recording with Transformers Animated Smartcast or not. I got to get in touch with General Techno for that. What else can I talk about? The Geekcast Radio Network. We recorded Geekcast Radio episodes 0 and 1 this past week. Episode 0 is the introduction, and episode 1 was G.I. Joe Resolute. And it was a pretty good overall discussion. Not sure when those are going to be released. The Beast Unleashed podcast has already gotten episode 0 released. I've actually had a mixed reaction to my episode 16 of the TFG1 podcast. Yes, I know it's 3 hours 58 minutes, but it is the only episode that of the TFG1 podcast that is going to be that long. I keep getting complaints from people, oh, it's too long, you should break it up into two different episodes, and you should do this, and you should do that. It's Transformers, the fucking 1986 movie, people. Give me a break. Shut up. Okay. Like I said a second ago before you disappeared, this is the This is the first episode we're recording not at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's the first Friday recording at 6 p.m.
Yes, exactly.
Ain't 12 hours there. Later.
Yes. So I did kind of, while you were gone, kind of already talk about the iPhone stuff.
Yes, I heard the rant.
Oh, yes. So I've been, ever since episode 19, I found this thing amongst my papers. It was an email that was sent to me a long time ago about Christmas. And it's like a diary journal, and I just want to read it just because it's hilarious. So, and it doesn't say whether it comes from a male or a female. It is not distinguished. Dear Diary, August 1st. Move to our new home in Massachusetts. It is so beautiful here. The city is just so picturesque. Can't hardly wait to see it covered with snow. I love it here. October 1st. New England is the most beautiful place on earth. Leaves are turning all different colors. I love the shades of red and orange. Went for a ride through the hills and saw some deer. They are so graceful. Certainly, they are the most peaceful animals on earth. This must be paradise. I love it here. November 11th. Deer season will open soon. I can't imagine anyone wanting to kill such an elegant and beautiful creature. Why, they are a very symbol of peace and tranquility. Hope it will snow soon. I love it here. December 2nd. It snowed last night. Woke up to find everything blanketed in white. And it looked like a postcard. I went outside to clean snow off the steps and shovel the driveway. We had a snowball fight today. I won. When the snowplow came by, we had to shovel the driveway again. Gosh. December 12th. More snow last night. I love it. The snowplow did his trick again, that rascal. A winter wonderland. I love it here. December 19th. Snowed in again last night. Couldn't get out of the driveway to get to work this time. I'm exhausted from shoveling. Damn snowplow. December 22nd. More of that white shit fell last night. I've got blisters on my hands from shoveling. I think the snowplow waits around the corner until I'm done shoveling, that asshole. December December 25th. White Christmas, my friggin' ass. More fucking snow. If I ever get my hands on the guy that drives the snowplow, I swear I'll castrate the dumb bastard. I don't know why they don't use more salt on this fucking ice.
Wow.
Oh, God, yeah. December 28th. More of the same shit last night. Been inside since Christmas Day, except for when Snowplow Harry comes by. I can't go anywhere. The car is buried in a mountain of white shit. The weatherman says expect another 10 inches of this shit tonight. Do you know how many shovels full 10 inches is? My back aches. Oh, crap. My back aches. Let's see. January 1st. Happy fucking New Year. The weatherman is wrong again. We got 34 fucking inches of snow this time, at a rate it won't melt until the friggin' 4th of July. The snowplow got stuck down the road, shit for brains, had the balls to come to the door and ask to borrow my shovel. I told him I broke 6 shovels already shoveling out the shit he dumped back in my driveway. I broken the 7th shovel over his head. January 4th. Finally got out of the house today, went to the store and get food. On the way back, a deer ran in front of the car. I hit the motherfucker. Did about $3,000 worth of damage to the car. I wish the hunters would have killed all the sons of bitches last November. May 3rd. Took the car to the garage in town today. Would you believe the body is rotting away from all the fucking salt they keep dumping all over the roads? It really looks like a piece of shit. May 10th. Moved to Florida today. I just love it here. I can't imagine why anyone in their right fucking mind would want to live in the godforsaken Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Fuck the snow. When I first read this, I could not stop laughing the entire time.
That's somebody that definitely doesn't need to live here.
Well, you live in Michigan, but Michigan and Massachusetts, the weather is kind of similar. But,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, see, I love the particular part of Michigan I do live in, because we never get hit with any serious shit.
Yeah.
This area, like, we miss every major storm, knock on wood. But, yeah, we, for the most part, we get the quietest part of the storms.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just love it when we have, you know, storms, because I know that everybody else is getting fucked 10 times as hard.
Yeah, and that is a perfect portrayal of Massachusetts, because it is like that. I know weather people all over the country and probably all over the world are always wrong, but they are like 10 times wrong when it comes to Massachusetts, because they'll say we're going to get 10 inches of snow. Next thing you know, we're buried under 2 feet of it.
Yes.
Granted, I don't live up there anymore. There are some things I miss, and there are some things I really don't miss. But yeah, that was just a little funny thing that I thought needed to be read on air here, just to kind of, seeing as how this will be the last episode before the hiatus, so.
Yes.
Yes. So I think now we're going to jump into some Transformers stuff.
Yes, and first off, to round out the news is, we'll get to that other part later.
Yes.
The Revenge of the Fallen game talent, voice talent is announced. It will, again, contain Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox, Peter Cullen, Mark Ryan as Bumblebee, Jess Harnell, Ironhide, Charlie Adler as Starscream, who also does it animated, same guy that does Ratchet, Frank Welker will reprise his role as Megatron, and not only that, but all the other random bullshit characters that don't matter, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yes, and so, yeah, one of the guys plays Bender in Futurama. The other one voices Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Clone Wars that are going to be in the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did read that on TFW.
Yes. I hope the game is better, but I'm probably going to rent the son of a bitch because I'm tired of blowing money on games that aren't worth my time.
Yeah, as I've said before, until I get my computer upgraded, I'm not planning on buying any more games. Because I need a new video card before I buy any more games that I get home and I just can't play them because the fucking computer won't recognize them.
Yes.
So.
Fucking
yeah.
Computer.
Yes, fucking computer.
Alrighty, and then on to, because I don't care to stay on the Revenge of the Fallen bandwagon for the moment.
Yes.
We're going to Transformers Animated. Endgame Part 1 airs tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Finally, Animated will show some hopeful battles with Megatron and Shockwave at the battlefront.
Yes, you would think that, seeing as how This Is Why I Hate Machines ended. And since we're on that Transformers Animated thing, and since we're not going to be doing a record tomorrow, or most likely until next week, did we talk about it in 23? This Is Why I Hate Machines? Because I don't remember. I think we might have. I think the only thing.
It was a good episode, though.
Oh, it was an awesome episode. There were tons of tons of callbacks. There's two callbacks right in a row almost. Metroplex and Fortress Maximus are said.
Oh, that would be like fangasms to see them in the show.
Well, they're not shown, they're just mentioned.
They should be shown.
I know they should be shown, but.
Endgame, show them.
But. What happens is Sentinel says, "I want something perimeter around the Metroplex," and then he says, "Put Fortress Maximus on full alert and this, that, and the other thing." Yes, I agree. They should be shown in the show. I don't know what to think about Endgame because there has been no preview on the episode. There's been no 5-minute preview, as far as I know. I haven't seen any of our TF or my TF followers on Twitter mention it. And I know Derek Wyatt hasn't mentioned it, so I don't think they gave us a preview this time. So it's kind of like, whatever happens, happens. At this point, I'm looking for a good story, which they've pretty much done in Season 3. The only thing I really would like to see is Rodimus come back and at some point have him in vehicle mode. Because I just think that would be super awesome. But yes, Transformers Animated Endgame is part one is tomorrow, and it's part one of two of the season finale. And I say season finale, not series, because it has not been specifically stated whether it is or isn't coming back yet.
I think it's just a way for them to build the hype. Kind of like Birdman said, those of you that listen to The Prototype and This Week in Geek, how he believes that when 3D Realms closed shop, that Duke Nukem Forever isn't coming out because they said, oh, it's canceled. They'll probably release that too at some future date, but I think that they're just building the hype with it because they're saying, oh, it's canceled, and then, coming out later and be like, nope, here we go.
Yeah, and it's like I've said before in several other ATTF episodes, Wyatt said that the false information about the season 4 tie-ins being removed was wrong. They only cut some stuff for time, but they didn't cut any of the storyline out. So it's still there leading up into season 4, but you just never know. I think I haven't really looked anywhere as far as ratings, but I think just from looking at all the Transformers fans that I follow and follow me on Twitter, everybody has loved it. I think. And I'm not going to speak for the fandom, I'm going to speak for myself. I think the only episode a majority of us didn't like was Three's a Crowd. Some people may have liked it. I know a lot of people I've talked to didn't, just like I don't. But every other episode has been awesome for Season 3.
Yep. I'd have to agree with you. I like Season 3 much, much better than that other two seasons.
I must admit, in its own universe, in Transformers Animated's universe, watching from the beginning to now on the first two seasons, it does have a fluid storyline, and it does it isn't as bad as I originally thought. And I've said this before, and I think one of the reasons why I thought it was so bad was because at first I had just seen the first live action movie, and I thought it was going to be based off of it was going to be continuing that storyline in animation, which obviously it isn't. I must say that season 3 is by far the best, but the first two seasons aren't bad. They're not god-awful. They're not friggin' Armada, I'll put it to you that way. They're not on par with that level of total shittiness.
Yeah.
So what else do we have?
I think I'm just going to jump ship over to...
No.
Being that I'm short on time, I'm going to... Yes, you already know what it is.
Yes.
It is Stan Bush's release of the new The Touch. Sam's theme.
Ow. My eyes, they burn. Oh, my God.
Well, see...
I didn't even...
I'm going to go first because
go ahead.
I know you have more to say on this.
Go ahead.
If it weren't for the fact that, I mean, one, he redid the song. He should have just done a new song instead of damaging the reputation of the original. I mean, granted, this is called Sam's theme of The Touch,
mm-hmm.
so technically it is different, but it's the same words, and it's totally different melody, so it shouldn't have been reused this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I could deal with the parts that when Stan Bush was singing. Mm-hmm. And the background music for that, because it kind of reminded me of a old Beast Machines commercial, the Transformation Relevation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the background music to that sounded all right. It's once it got to the chorus parts and it had a rapper going in it.
I believe, but I cannot be for certain, I believe that's one of the guys from Linkin Park.
Well... The guy looks like he's constipated the entire time he's talking. Like, and, yeah, so he just kind of annoyed me being in the entire video. And they were using footage from the first movie as I've been sitting here watching. And they've got parts of the trailer for the second movie in there as well for other pieces.
Yeah.
But it's mostly the first movie in that.
Yeah.
I liked it other than the rapper.
Yeah. If you took the rap crap out and you just had Stan singing in that kind of like southern rock kind of style, it would be okay. It would be fine. I wouldn't have had a problem with it. But don't get me wrong. I respect rap music for what it's done, like overall culturally since the 80s. But rap music is not my thing. I could give a crap less. And my opinion is rap music ruins everything 1980s. It just fucking does. You got the two biggest examples I can give you is Knight Rider and Transformers.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just as much as I like Stan Bush as a person, having interviewed him, he's a really awesome guy. I don't have a single problem with him whatsoever. And I do enjoy a majority of his music that has been released before this. But this is just fucking god-awful. You don't take a classic theme of a 25-year-old fucking franchise and ruin it by putting a fucking rapper in it. Oh my god, my head hurts.
Now, I do have to say that I do like the song. I do like the song, except for the rap parts.
Exactly, and I agree with that.
He does put a lot more, you can tell, like, of feeling and passion into the clip than the original song.
Right.
But it's, you know, it also fits the clips that are behind it and the, you know, that are green screen behind them. And it does look, it is an awesome song, it is, a nice update for it, but... My only complaint is the rap. Linkin Park can pull it off, but that's Linkin Park.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah.
Linkin Park is from the generation, like Limp Bizkit is the same way. They are rocking rappers. That's what they are. They mix the two genres of rock and rap, and that's fine for them. But, I mean, I understand Stan wants to go in a different direction, and it's a completely different song. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, if it didn't, like you said, if it didn't have the rap stuff in it, if it just had him doing the slow kind of southern rock type of thing, I think it would be okay for me. But just the constant imagery in that video of the friggin' rap guy coming up and, you know, kind of like getting in your face, and the lyrics that I don't even know what the hell the lyrics were that the rap guy was singing, but they had nothing to do with the actual song.
No, they were just talking random Transformers BS.
Yeah, and that's not good. On a little side note, Jazz Santi had posted on Twitter, New Linkin Park, New Divide equals awesome, which I've seen some of the clips on YouTube. Linkin Park's new song for Transformers will be out Monday on iTunes, but I've heard some of it, and it sounds pretty good. But yeah, I just don't see why they keep going back to Linkin Park for these movies.
Yeah,
I know it's probably a licensing thing. It has to be.
I just dislike it greatly. I mean, in the fact of just the rap, the whole song though, I do like. I'm giving it a chance. I'm sure it'll grow on me after some time, but it's Stan's part is the best part of that song,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
You add anybody else in there, it just kind of throws it off.
You know, it's like I said. You know, people, whoever, doesn't matter, trying to make money off of old stuff. Like Knight Rider. Jay-Z incorporated that into one of his songs and did like a remix theme or something or other. And while that's all well and good, he's just trying to pad his own fucking pockets. And I don't know. I just don't know. I almost wish Stan would have come up with something new and different that was Transformers related for this instead of rehashing and almost ruining a classic. I don't know. And I know a lot of people that I follow on Twitter are like, oh my god, please tell me he is not going to perform that at BotCon. Evangelist from TFW said, oh, if the rap guy's there, I'm going to try to get an interview with him. And everybody else that follows him said, oh yeah, you should do that. Oh,
probably ask him, what is your problem, man?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, he's getting paid to do it. I mean, it's obviously he wanted to be in on it. So, I mean,
and that's fine, but
kudos to him, but I just feel that he shouldn't have been in this.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Shit, they could have had Vince DiCola doing some of the background music in there with it.
Yep.
That would have been badass.
Yep. I had looked at BotCon.com earlier, and not that this is really big news, but all booths and tables and whatever dealer tables have been sold. So it's getting its, what, maybe 10 days? It's next weekend, isn't it? Yeah, something like, it's like 10 days away.
Yeah, it's one of them days I'm not here. I don't really care.
Yeah, it's May 28th to the 31st, so.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what to say about the Stan thing anymore. I just don't know.
I don't know. I mean, we can always ask him, you know. Not insultful. I mean,
yeah, and that's the other thing I've been trying to think about before we even started doing episode 24. And then I'm like, how am I gonna ask Stan about this without coming off like a big fanboy jerk? Because I don't want to do that. So,
no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think it's just we're stuck in the past, and I think that's part of the problem. And I think that's part of why he had to update it so dramatically.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just we didn't care for it because of the fact that it's not what we would want.
Yes. Yes, no. No, 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 no. It's not what we want.
yeah.
It's actually funny. I think, going back to the whole Twitter thing, I think R. Tony or somebody said something about what they should call the touch or something, and I had thrown something in there. I said, it's the untouchable touch.
It should be called Sam's Touch. Instead of the touch, Sam's
yeah,
thing.
That's creepy. Oh, crap.
Sam will touch you all over.
Okay, on that note, I think we need to end episode 24. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. That's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Hire us, Twig. But, yeah, anyways.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I says hire us, Twig.
Oh, yeah, hire us, Twig. Yeah, I don't know. Yes. I sent in a little resume and audio thing and whatever else to them, and I know you did too, and hopefully that'll come into something.
Yes, hopefully it
yes.
does.
I guess we can run down our all of our other goings-on. We did record, I actually mentioned it a little bit earlier, we did record episode 0 and episode 1 of Geekcast Radio. Episode 1 we talked about G.I. Joe Resolute. Do we have a link for those yet?
Yeah, I have a feed burner thing for them. As far as the frickin' iTunes, I'm having a problem getting the damn submit a podcast to work because it keeps coming up connection lost or some random crazy shit. Or
you may have to
server.
Uninstall and reinstall iTunes. I know I had to do that the other day when it was messing up with my iPhone stuff. I know it sucks. I know it sucks.
No.
But there is a link for it, though. At least, you know, I can put that on the GCR and Twitter.
Yeah, there is a feed burner link now. So that is set in stone now.
Yay!
So
I think all the shows are set in stone now, aren't they? Or no?
I just still got to put the TuneCast one up and MWire. Because I've been lazy as hell, which I'll probably get to those later, probably next week, because I'm not recording anything. I'll just be finished editing what I do have out, and then going from
there. And I would like to apologize to everybody who listened to episode 23. If you hear a silence, the podcast did not end. We were supposed to, we put that in there so Steve would remember to put the contact clip in between it,
and I remember nothing.
I was going to say, yeah, you didn't remember to do shit. So I don't know if you're going to go back and change that, but...
no. I'm too damn lazy at this point. It's done and over with. All Things Transformers is on a roll. And, yeah, as you can tell, every episode gets more life in it than the previous one, especially when we've been awake all fucking
day. Hell, I just woke up about half an hour ago, so I'm good to go.
Crazy bastard. I've been awake since real early this morning. Actually, I've been up since, like, 6:45.
Yeah.
I slept in. Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call you this morning. I was like, we don't have to record anything, so...
Shit, I was going to get up, and then I was like, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll have time later. So I went and got a haircut, and yeah, I bought the Star Trek adaptation book, which is written by the same guy, amazingly enough. This guy's never wrote a Star Trek book. Yeah, he wrote the prequel novel to both Transformer movies, as well as the novel adaptation for both movies, as well as the Terminator movie adaptation. Yeah. This guy's on a roll. He likes writing movie adaptations.
I used to actually collect those. Like when they would release a movie and then they would release a book or right beforehand, you know, based on this movie or whatever. I used to actually like reading those because sometimes in the books they will add in additional stuff that wasn't in the movie. I used to actually buy those books all the time.
Well, I, being a huge Star Trek fanboy, not that this is a Star Trek podcast, I wanted to include that in there, and I went ahead and bought the damn thing and said
yes.
I don't know. I wanted something to bridge the gap until the damn DVD, because that's going to be like Hell's Acres and waiting for it to come out.
Well, you do have one thing to bridge the gap, but we're not going to talk about that since it's not exactly a podcast topic.
I downloaded it for free.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Bedtime Stories, you won't understand that reference.
Actually, it's funny. If you go over to iPhoneDoc.com, I just did a review on The Price is Right for iPhone, which is just like exactly like the PC version except for iPhone. And the first thing, before I even wrote the article, the first thing I thought about was, the price is wrong, bitch!
Yeah, from that movie with Adam Sandler.
Gilmore.
Yes, it is called.
Oh, yeah.
It is Happy Gilmore. And, mine was from Adam Sandler's Bedtime Stories, though.
And I used it as the closing line of the article.
Yes. You should use that for an episode clip sometime. That would be
awesome.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't really have context to it. But anyway.
Yes. It would be fun. I don't care. You should get the fucking clip anyway. I would.
I don't have
the
movie,
episode.
But eventually when I do get it, I'll grab that.
Yes, and be sure to stay tuned after this episode, because there is a odd and interesting clip.
Let me guess, Megatron's going to blow you to Bermuda.
No. It's how many times Megatron says yes in the series.
Oh,
I don't know. That's a YouTube video,
wow.
By the way. And if you listen to it, it sounds extremely bad.
I'm sure most YouTube videos are extremely bad, except for reviews.
No, I'm saying it combines every clip that he says yes, no, and excellent. In every way that he says it. Like, he'll go, yes, yes, oh yes, indeed. So, I mean, just random stuff like that. So, I've seen it on YouTube. It's stupid, but it's funny. But, no, that's not actually at the end of the episode. It's just I was listening to my MP3 player today, and I started laughing out of nowhere because I decided it's going at the end of the episode. It was either that or I was going to put it at the beginning, and you're going to be like, what the?
Yeah,
but,
no.
Yeah.
Beast Machines need to be at the beginning.
It would scare people away. They'd be like, is this the right podcast?
Yeah, like, wait, they're not talking about... Well, they are talking about Transformers, but they're talking about weird stuff about Transformers. But, yeah, and I don't think we need to run down any more of the new shows, because we've pretty much talked about them every single podcast that we've done in the last 2 weeks. If anybody wants to know any more information about the new shows and the new network, go over to PredaconEmpire.com/CafeSpark and join the forums and start reading, start posting.
Yes, and as soon as I get time, I will finish that damn Geekcast radio site, and I will get everything online as far as the podcasts and all the feeds and all that shit, and I'll get them on iTunes as soon as I can, and as soon as iTunes lets me,
yes.
Bastards. But
Speaking of which,
so
do need to fix the Beast Unleashed click feed on the main page, because it does not show to be able to click the image to go to the feed burner feed.
That requires work.
Get to fucking work.
Yes, I will fix that. I'll fix that probably Tuesday. I'll fix that and get that son of a bitch online. At least until I can figure out what I want to do with that logo up top. And then I'll probably still leave that up there because
that's
Transformer related.
That's fine.
But, yeah, we're starting to ramble, so I'm just going to go off. And
I got shit to
take care of before my soon-to-be wife gets home.
Did you all ever...
Yes. This is the last podcast I will have recorded as a single man.
Well, technically, you're not single since you've been dating her for however long you've been dating her for, and you've been engaged for... Okay,
5.5 years.
Technically, you haven't been single in a long time.
No, but as far as legal perspective, I am single.
Okay.
As far as technically,
yes.
No, I'm not.
Did you ever take her to go see Ghosts of Girlfriends Past?
No, it didn't happen because just the schedules weren't lining up. So that's probably going to happen this coming week.
All right.
just because...
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be on Transformers Animated Smartcast or not tonight. I don't know if we're recording. All the other hosts have, like, different schedules, and half of them live in different time zones. Not unmanageable time zones. Most of them live on this side of the world, so it's like, you know, mountain time zone, which is like 2 hours behind Eastern, so whatever. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
I want to get on the Canadian time zone.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Because
why
Canadian
not?
Time sucks. Anyways, this is going into a very, very large rat trap hole.
Yes, and silence persists. Oh, by the way, Rat Trap was in the last episode,
Rattle,
and they called him something else.
It was Rattle Trap, and the reason why was because it's a combination of his U.S. name and his Japanese name. I don't know what the combinations are. I would have to look them up, and yeah, we need to go ahead and close this out. So... I have been Mike TFG1 of the TFG1 podcast, and this has been episode 24 of All Things Transformers, and you are...
And this has been the man that doesn't matter, because I'm not in All Things Transformers.
Wait, what? That okay, that's it. See ya, folks. Bye.
Yes. Anyways, peace. Megatron out. Yes. Hey everybody, this is Steve/Megatron signing on for the last time before I'm a married man. Yes, it is Saturday, May 16th, 2009, and I'm hurrying up to edit this episode to throw it online. Yeah, I just got back from hanging out with a couple buddies, and this has been one hectic day. But anyways, the overall reception looks like it's going to be pretty nice. We got all that set up today. We also did the rehearsal, which was... interesting, and so for the most part this day has inched up my nerves a little bit, but I'm ready for tomorrow. Anyways, I know I'm rambling on quite a bit, and I'm just saying that I'm pretty damn excited for tomorrow, and as of right now, we've got probably let's make a guesstimate, because I have to be up at 7. Well, actually, I have to be up at 6, so that's about 8 hours from now. Then I get to go do all the fun stuff of driving my car to another area that's about an hour away for a hotel and everything else. And then I get to drive back here, and then get to do the limo ride, and so it's going to be all kinds of hectic day until the reception later tomorrow or... 2 hours from now. It's gonna be an overall great day. I know not many of you care to hear this because it's a Transformers podcast, but anyways, this is what's been going on in my life, and why the site has not had updates as of late is because it's been getting so close. Geekcast Radio as well will be coming into full force upon my return in June, and so will the Empire itself. So right now I'm pretty much on the computer doing this, getting map directions for wherever I have to drive, making a final count of what I have to gather, getting her wedding gift put together, switching over all kinds of other crap. Just for the most part finishing up everything. And so I bid you all a farewell, and I will see you in All Things Transformers, Episode 25, the epicness that will contain Stan Bush, and we can finally ask him what the hell was going on with the Touch remake. And again, nothing to slam Stan. Yes, I am tongue-tied. I just got back from a couple of drinks at the bar. Anyways, this is Steve/Megatron, or Steven C. Phillips, signing off once more. And here's my 2-day hiatus, and then I should be back on a couple things, but not really a whole hell of a lot until June. So, anyways, again, this is Steve/Megatron, Steven C. Phillips, signing off. And here's hoping to a great weekend for everyone else, as well as myself, and see you next month. So, in the meantime, let's get this party started.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it, move it. All girls all over the world. Original King Julian on the casement. I love how all the girls move their body. And when you move your body, you know, move it nice and sweet and sassy. Alright? Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on model. Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body makeup on model. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman, nice, trick, fantastic. Picture body ocean at the big tight and a woman, and nice, sweet, energetic. Picture body ocean at the big tight and a woman, a nice, trick, fantastic. Picture body ocean is a big Titanic, woman and ice, sweet, fantastic. Picture body ocean is a big Titanic. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to
move it.
Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body, makeup on model.
Woman, you're cute,
and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body, makeup on model.
Eyeliner,
funny face, a big bone, mud up, nose powder.
Funny face, a big bone, mud up, like your eyebrow.
Funny face, a big bone, mud up,
got your lipstick.
Funny face, a big bone, mud up.
Woman, a nice broad face, and a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, you're nice and energetic. Picture about the ocean, that's a big tight headache. Woman, a nice broad face, and a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, you're nice and energetic. Picture about the ocean, that's a big tight headache. Whoa! I like to move it, move it. He like to move it, move it. She like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
They like to move it, move it. You like to move it, move it. I like. Oh, did I? Have I done I? Did I do I like to? I think I did. I like. Wait, what about we? They did they as well. Okay. Oh, I got it. I got the new one. I got the new one. As them? No, is that, can I say them or not? Them like to move it, move it. I'm gonna say them. Them like to move it, move it. We like to move it, move it. Wait, there's gotta be another one. We, he, us. Oh, us? Can you do us like to? Us like to move it, move it. That's the one. Like to move it, move it. Us like to move it, move it. Us like to
move it, move it.
Move it, move it. Okay, then. While you're here, I just want to tell you a little story. It's not a story that my daddy used to tell me. He was a king as well. I was born probably about 68 years ago over by that tree over there, yeah. And I remember things changed a lot in those days in Madagascar. It wasn't so commercial, you know. It wasn't all about money and who's got the latest tree and what leaves are you wearing and who's got the latest fur on their back, you know. Those days it was just me and a couple of the others, you know, doing the jungle boogie, you know. Jungle boogie! Jungle boogie! Ho, 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 ho.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Do you really think this is never gonna end? Because it is. 3, 2, 1. Not bad, eh? I like it.